Day three of testimony in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway as prosecutors continue to make the case for murder and manslaughter charges in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin pinned his knee against Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes during an encounter last year involving a counterfeit $20 bill. The trial has reopened some of the wounds of that day for several witnesses, some breaking down during emotional testimony. Tiffany Jeffers has been following the trial. She's an associate professor of law at Georgetown University. And Tiffany, you've worked as a prosecutor, as an assistant state attorney, and you've tried cases against police officers before. Broadly speaking, how do you see the case that prosecutors are laying out against Derek Chauvin?
Hi, Jane. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Thank you.
I think the prosecutors are doing a very effective job of characterizing Chauvin as a bad apple, a rogue officer who doesn't deserve to wear the badge. They said that many times in their opening statement, and they're working incredibly hard to distance him from the police force collectively. And I think they're doing a nice job of it.
Well, the trial resumed today with more testimony from Genevieve Hansen. She's the off-duty firefighter and EMT who called 911 to report Chauvin that day. Yesterday, Hansen testified that police officers on the scene refused to let her give Floyd CPR.
In my memory, I offered to walk them through it or told them, if he doesn't have a pulse, you need to start compressions, and that wasn't done either.
Are these things that you wanted to do?
It's what I would have done for anybody.
When you couldn't do that, how did that make you feel?
Totally distressed.
Were you frustrated?
Yes.
She's tearing up there. Tiffany, what did you hear in her testimony?
I heard a witness speaking from a level of expertise that is not ordinary, that's extraordinary, from someone who felt a deep professional responsibility to help and to engage. And also I heard a human who saw another human in distress and wanted to help. Her testimony was very powerful and moving, and it's important that we don't forget that she's not just a human who wanted to help another human, but she was an expert medical responder. Yeah. She's a firefighter. She knew what was happening medically, and she had the ability and expertise to intervene and potentially stop someone from dying.
Prosecutors also called Darnella Frazier to the stand yesterday. She is the now 18-year-old who recorded that video scene around the world of what happened to George Floyd on May 25th. Here she is describing what she saw as she was recording.
He was in pain. It seemed like he knew. It seemed like he knew it was over for him. He was terrified. He was suffering. This was a cry for help. Definitely.
Frazier was only 17 years old when she took that video, and it was clear that this event has traumatized her. She talked about being up late at night apologizing to George Floyd for not helping him that day. She said that what happened to George Floyd could have happened to members of her own family. Tiffany, talk about the emotional toll of a trial like this on these witnesses who were minors, just kids, when this happened.
The emotional toll is great, and it's reopening a deep wound, and it's reliving the traumatic event that really has changed their lives. What I respected so much about this testimony specifically was that in dealing with the trauma, at the end of that statement, I apologize to George Floyd. I'm so sorry for not being able to help him and save his life, but it's what he should have done. I think that's really powerful in shifting the responsibility back onto Chauvin. He's the officer who's sworn an oath to serve and protect. He should have done something. He should have not taken a life. So it is traumatizing for these younger witnesses, but it's traumatizing for us all. And I'm really grateful that she's in a position to recognize that while there was some level of crying out that she wanted to do some helping, that it ultimately does not fall on her.
Another significant moment in the trial was the testimony of Donald Williams II. He was one of the witnesses who can be seen in the video yelling at Chauvin and the other officers to get off George Floyd. Here is an attorney for the defense questioning Williams.
Do you recall saying, "I dare you to touch me like that. I swear I'll slap the
out of both of you.
Yeah, I did. I meant it.
Right. So again, sir, it's fair to say that you grew angrier and angrier.
No, I grew professional and professional, and I stayed in my body. You can't pay me out to be angry.
Tiffany, just need one juror for reasonable doubt.
That's all you need.
Tiffany Jeffers, Associate Professor of Law and Legal Practice at Georgetown University. She is following the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you.